Krishna Book Canto 15, The Story of the Syamantaka Jewel. Chapter 56, Scene 5. Krishna returns to Dwaraka with the Syamantaka Jewel and Jambavati. Lord Krishna became satisfied by the prayers and statements of Jambavan. And to mitigate the pains of his body, Krishna began to smear the lotus palm of his hand all over the body of Jambavan. And at once, Jambavan felt relieved from the fatigue of the great fight. Lord Krishna then addressed him as King Jambavan, because Jambavan and not the lion was actually the king of the forest. With his naked hand, without a weapon, Jambavan had killed the lion. Krishna then informed Jambavan that he had come to ask him for the Syamantaka jewel, because ever since the Syamantaka jewel had been stolen, his name had been defamed by the less intelligent. Krishna plainly informed Jambavan that he had come there to ask Jambavan for the Syamantaka jewel in order to be free from this defamation. Jambavan understood the whole situation, and to satisfy Lord Krishna, Jambavan not only immediately delivered the Syamantaka jewel, but Jambavan also brought his daughter, Jambavati, who was of marriageable age, and presented her to Lord Krishna. The episode of Jambavati's marriage with Krishna and the delivery of the jewel known as Syamantaka was finished within the mountain cave. Although the fighting between Krishna and Jambavan went on for 28 days, the inhabitants of Dwaraka waited outside the tunnel for only 12 days, and after that, they decided that something undesirable must have happened. They could not understand what had actually happened for certain, and being very sorry and tired, they returned to the city of Dwaraka. All the members of the family, namely the mother of Krishna, Devaki, his father, Vasudev, and Krishna's chief wife, Rukmini, along with all other friends, relatives, and residents of the palace, became very sorry when the citizens returned home without Krishna. And because of their natural affection for Krishna, they began to call Satrajit ill names, for it was he who was the cause of Krishna's disappearance. They went to worship the goddess Chandrabhaga, praying for the return of Krishna. The goddess was satisfied by the prayers of the citizens of Dwaraka, and she immediately offered them her benediction. Simultaneously, Krishna appeared on the scene, accompanied by his new wife, Jambavati, and all the inhabitants of Dwaraka and relatives of Krishna became joyful. The inhabitants of Dwaraka became as joyful as someone receiving a dear relative back from the dead. For the inhabitants of Dwaraka had concluded that Krishna had been put into great difficulties due to the fighting. Therefore, they had become almost hopeless of his return. But when they saw that Krishna had actually returned, not alone, but with a new wife, Jambavati, they immediately performed another celebration ceremony. Thus ends Chapter 56, Scene 5. Krishna returns to Dwaraka with the Syamantaka jewel and Jambavati. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jam Bhavan placed the jewel of Syamantaka upon Krishna's neck when Jam Bhavan presented his daughter Jambavati to Krishna in marriage. Yogindra Bandana Srinandanandana Braja Jana Bhoya Hari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vanshi Vihari Yashodanandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunja Rasavi Lasi Kadamakanana Rasaparayana Vrindavithina Nivasi Ananda Vardhana Premani Ketana Ulashara Jojaka Kama Gopanganagana Chitta Vinodana Samasta Gunagana Dhamma Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Namasudharasa Gao Krishna Jasha Rakova Channa Manamora Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare